It says in the Gemara in the Dorim, Nachetz Manalach to stop in the studio. Omer Yosef Nidu B'Chaloyim Tzach Yibnei Odom Alhat Toloy. Someone makes or has a Nidoy B'Chaloyim, a dream that came from a Nidoy. The Gemara says need 10 people to be matrim. So Gemara goes on saying not only if he makes a neder a Nidoy B'Chaloyim, but not only that, but even in Chaloyim itself, they're matrim. Still, he needs to be matter the neder, because maybe every dream is not possible. Something to have a dream without dvarim betalim. How far is this nidoy? How stark is it? So the rabbi is mesupik. Maybe he doesn't have really the dinim of real nidoy that you can't have shaykes to him, you have to marshal him, you can't talk to him. However, lalocha the Rambam and then the Talmud Torah and the Yodeya Sim and the Shul Lamadal brings down the Gemara with the same tzura. The shach says why they bring it down? Because if not, you have mamish the real dinim nidoy. It's mamish chal. It's very strange that we have mamash this when a dream someone has in a nidoy, put a nidoy in echlam, it's mamash chal. So you have to understand why. Not only that, if in your own dream you put a nidoy, let's say in my dream someone else has put a nidoy, let's say my brother's put a nidoy, so not only that, he himself also has to be matter it. But it's a going to bring down, even if the isha in her dream dreamt about you, even a goy, the isha going to says, even a cotton, still you're in this nidoy and you have to matter it.
How do I know someone had a dream
So they tell you. And if you believe them, they have to know what koyach they have to believe them. Eidach and then Yisum, what koyach? Eitzah Gan talks about it. A goy god is machlikis if he's nemon. Not even nemon if it's chal. But if he's nemon, echnami, you have to mach the neder, the nidoy. What shares is the best of the Gemara and the Nedrin and the Aflamid. The Gemara's case is the person in his dream, someone came to him, Baal Chalon came and told him that there's a certain amount of money that's hidden in this amount of place, this amount of money, and it's all Maisa Sheni. What happens, he goes to this place, the exact place, and he digs over there and he finds the exact amount of money, and he finds the right place, the same amount of money. The loch is, if it's nice or shiny or not, to give it to Stalker. The loch is nothing. Why? Says Gemara, it's an edge of Aflamid. It's nothing. It's nothing at all. This Gemara is brought down also in Shulchan Aruch. That dreams are nothing. You know, the Stalker, which in Tess, or in the Rambam, Maisha Sheni, Perek Vav, says that dreams count as nothing. Moshe, our dream is something that it's mamash, it's nidoy, you have to matter with 10 people, or our dream is mamash nothing and meaningless, and that you found, if someone came to you in a dream and you found the money, you found the same exact money and still know you have to give it to Maisha Sheni, in the dream it says it's Maisha Sheni. So the Matzchias and the Sugyo brings down the Tashpatz, the Chalapayis, and Kup Chalches, it says it depends. The Gemara Brochus and Heim Abayis, the Iska Stira, the Apostle in Baloischa says, Bachaloy Medabavoya, Koshboku speaks to people in Chalaymis. Yet there's a Gemara in Zechariah that says that Chalomis Shovi Yidabu. In dreams, Chalomis are meaningless. The dreams are nothing. Stirus Pesuk, and the Gemara answers like Kasha, Kana De Malach, Kana Ali De Sheid. You have two different types of dreams. Sometimes the dreams are mamish meaningless, it's Ali De Sheid, and sometimes they're meaningful, the Ali De Malach. So therefore, every dream that you have is a Sophic. Every dream, maybe it's Min Malach, maybe it's MS, and something you have Yichoshish for, or maybe it's something that's nothing, it's meaningless. Therefore, by Isser, by Nidoy, Sava Durai, say Yafi Machmer. So therefore, Yafi Machmer, and say maybe it's a Nidoy, Yafi Mach yourself for 10 people. However, Sofik, if this thing is my Sheni, the money, by moment, Sofik, moment, Lahakal, and therefore you're the Moksik, and the Echanami keep the money. That's what the Tashpas Paskins. Therefore, again, you see in the dream of Marshall that something is a Chalif. So it says, or it says the Netziv, according to the Tashpas, Echanami, Yafi Choshis, it's Isser. Now, Ashen, can you find money? Someone says who it is, Sofik, moment, Lahakal. Nidoy is a Sofik Isser. If you're Nidoy, it's the rice. If someone puts a Nidoy, you have your machu from him. What was his words? What was the word Tashbats? Where is the Isser? I think it's Nichol the Ged of Neder. I think it's Nichol the Makor of Neder. Fine. Nidoy have to be machmer. So when that's again by Isser, not mashing him a moment. Maisi Kenneth Kashail who was telling in the Iran on the Zainam Nalif by Payel that the Pay is in Moment and in Isser. So Chaim Kenevsky and Derech Amuno, he goes through it and says, not the Poskim holds that Maisi Sheni's Moment is very good. The Poskim holds Maisi Sheni is Isser. Like all the Rishonim, he blibes talking about how to answer the Rambam. So that's a separate thing. So fine, but that's when a person is sleeping, there's a dream there, there's something is Chal. Shal is Ali De Mouth, Ali De Shade. So this, to go through the Indian a little bit, what a person is when he's sleeping, what gather he has. I heard from Rav Reisman, he has a tape from Loch Malach, number 23, about dreams. It says, he said a maisa that when he's in Tavadasa Bachar, it seems there's a person who wasn't fully there, and he came to yeshiva one day and said he had a dream last night he was married to somebody. So someone told him with a straight face he needs a get. So the guy's running around figuring he needs a get, he has to do something about it. So the guy arrived and brings down the sugi in the dawn, that's maybe MacArthur, why he thinks he needs a get. However, la lacha vai, you don't need a get, there's no other person there, there's no kalois, there's nothing at all, there's no kinyan. The body don't need anything at all. However, agil la lacha, it's brought down in Simon Reish Peches, and Arachayim, the person has a dream that he got married, the halacha is that he needed tainas kaloim, even on Shabbos is allowed to fast. Why is marriage at Simon Ra? I'm not sure why. However, la lacha, it's brought down the, what? It's brought down in Reish Peches, on Machab bin Jadal Alocha, no one knew where they argues, it says, if you have a dream and got married, you need tainas kaloim. So I'm here. The Maisa, that's dreams. What about the Sam? What level, what is a person, what is he when he's sleeping? Truth is the Shama, there's a dream, whatever realm he is, what is a person when he's sleeping? The Shulchanach case is that he got married in the dream. The case before Shulchanach, he has a dream that he's reading from the Torah. That is also, if no why, that's a timeless calling. There's a couple, bunch of cases. No, Avadi don't need a get. No, the guy thought, the guy wasn't fully there. No, he was running around. Avadi don't need a get. Pasha, you don't. There's no kin, there's nothing, there's no one there. That's Pasha. So when a person's sleeping, what is he? So the Rashi in Yavamis, and Daphne Dalad, he says, by Yavama, are you cleaning the Yavama when she's sleeping? So Rashi says, no. The Gemara says, no. Rashi says, why? Because someone's Yavama is sleeping, he's labai das. There's no das at all. Maybe talking about the Yavam. The Yavam is sleeping, and is labai das. And when a person's sleeping, there's nothing there at all. Who are doing the Pichadish rites and Simnon Hay? There are 9 people in the Minyan, and there's a 10th person who's sleeping there. Is he mitzav to the minyan? He says no. Why? His loshen is because he's a kashaita. A person sleeping is mamash like a kashaita. Those are the words of Mishnah Berurah and Simron. Hey, he brings down the pichadosh. Person sleeping is kashaita. Even though the machab over there argues and holds the 10th person who's sleeping can be mitzaref. However, look, that's only the reason is because it says like dashi perfect for any soul. The be'etzim, you have 10 people and there is a shechina there. Be'etzim. However, if the person is sleeping, he has no das. Like Rashi has la by das. And he can have a kashaita. No, you can't. That's why the Pichadosh says he can't be counted. The Mechaba says he can because he holds that's not a shaita. He just might be la by das, and therefore he can be. But the Pichadosh writes he's a shaita. The shell is he mamash a shaita and he can't be counted.
Where's
la by das? Because the best is still the 10 people who are right to be by das and they're right to be a part of the minion. However, again, the Pichadosh lashon is kishaita. Or let's say by Purvu, the Yavetz and Shuvah and Chelav Beis, and Simon Tzadik Zayin declares by Loit, was he Mekayin the Mitzvah? Loit was sleeping, he was drunk, he was alcohol, he was Mamash Shaita, was he Mekayin the Mitzvah Purvu? He says no. His Loshin is why? Because Yoshim Lar Badas Legami. Someone who's sleeping is Lar Badas, Loit the Mitzvah, Loit Lavero, Napaschai, Napo Inish. He's nothing. A person sleeping is meaningless. He's not here at all. Either he's a Shaita, he's a Inish, there's nothing here at all. So, again, so we have this side by Yavama, side by Puravu and side by the case of by Minyan. There are Cholkim. The Seichanim brings down Cholkim in the Marechas Yoshem. Let's say that a person is a Chayv Mitzvahs. However, we'll go with this Mahalak. The Pasha is a person who is sleeping. He's not by Das. He's not Chayv Mitzvahs. So we'll go to Kamitzirum, that's the Geo, for a person who is sleeping. First, the person, the way sleeping, comes by Krishna, it's Matvilo, do you have to wake him up or not? He's a Shaita. Shaita is part of Mitzvahs. Do you have to wake him up? It's man's feeling is my Kriya Shema. So first, what is the Issa to wake up a person? First, you have to know if there's an Issa. Maybe a lot of Tamazoi. So Olam says it's Gezel Shinoi. You can't wake up a person. Why? Because he's stealing something. Gezel Shinoi. Lalocha, there's no such thing as Gezel Shinoi. Gezel means when you take something of somebody. You take his pen, you have it. Gezel must be you have it. Sleeping, you might take away the sleep from him, but you don't have it. A Chavamai went to Liashiv an instant. Such thing as Gezel Shinoi. So Liashiv answered back. Gezel, where is Gezel? Maybe Mazik, but Gezel not. Maybe you ask, but Gezel certainly not. He wrote to Chaim Kanievsky, something is Gezel Shina, and he wrote back one word, Ain. No such thing. Gezel Shina isn't. What? Pashas and Zvar, no such thing as Gezel, you don't have what you have. So what is it? Is it to wake up a person? So the difference, the Pesach Choshen, Avloi writes in Geneva Pact as well, he says to wake up a person, you're either the Isser of a Nostavarim. Now a shepherd person, a Nostavarim, so who will wake him up? It's a Nostavarim, it's not worse than a Nostavarim. The Kain with David and Tshuva, Sefer, and Simon Chai says, you're either the Isser of Achlu, Echakmeichel, or Tzav Al-Chaim. Those are the two Isserim. Tzav Al-Chaim does apply to a person, the Sma, Rashi, we shouldn't say, it's only applies to a person, and Achlu, Echakmeichel, it's only wake up a person, you should not wake up a person, even Isser. Avoid the Imre Yaakov, on Shulchan Acharav, In this Kegel Ois Dal, it says, you also over this, I not to on the Tabar Chaim. So to wake up a person, Stamazoi, without any good reason, is also. Is it the right? So can either Vatler, Kmarichot, Tabar Chaim, or Nostavon. That certainly is. Gezel, not, maybe Mazik, but not Gezel. So now comes the man Krishma, she wake him up. So first, Pashas, let's say you want to woken up. Do you have to wake him up, or should you wake him up? So if he wants to, even if by your father, let's say your father's sleeping, it comes time for Mincha, can you wake him up? So
if you wake
sorry?
Wake an animal up.
An animal? If there's no reason that you don't need him, yeah, the Chubi Aser. If there's no reason, if you tell yourself, the Ramon, Evan Ezra says you're allowed to. If you tell yourself, you're allowed to. You're allowed to anything you want on an animal, if you tell yourself for a poor, a failure. But for no reason, not allowed to. Not, the Peliyot says, if you see a kid is crying, you have Tzabal Chaim, you have to pick him up. It's not worse than the behemoth. Unless you don't want to, because you have to tell Tzatz when you're busy, you're doing something else, but the Chutzpin says you have to pick him up. Yeah, that's, you're not even called Tzabal Chaim. You're allowed to take an animal for poor reasons and try out all these different medicines. That's the case in the Ramon and Evan Ezra. So Maisa, you guys sleeping in base medrash, and besides, you have no idea the right to sleep there, but the Tzabal Chaim, the Gedorm of Tzabal Chaim, might be all these students, but get Tzabal Chaim and tell us after his mutter. Fine. So now, if you want to be woken up, let's say your father wants to be woken up.
Snores, I can't sleep, so
I'm going to go up. You have to know where to draw the line. Not every tell us is a good tell us. Shami's like taking the cats and swinging them around, like watching them go flying. I enjoy it to Ellis. It's not to Ellis. No, there's a ghetto to Ellis. You have to judge. No, please declare where do you draw the line. Where do you judge the level of Ellis? Fine. So again, if a father wants to be woken up, do you have to wake him up or not? So the Chashulchan and Moshe both say that a father, if he wants to wake up a minion, the kind of the mitzvah kibbutz of him, you wake him up for a minion. If that you do, either Gemara don't be in the sino, he gets chayv and not wake up his father. So the Moshe must be with the shaytah. He doesn't stand the concept of the money. That's the way he must learn the sugyo. However, a father needs to wake up a person.
That's it.
Sorry, not the father.
He asked you, he didn't ask you.
If you know what he wants, you know, Mincha Shabbat, he wants to be woken up.
It's Mincha Shabbat, the rest.
Whether they're on the rest, even Tfilo, even Mincha.
We'll
get to it. No, he said Moshe said he was a shaita. And if he doesn't stand the concept of money, he did not want it. Yeah. That's what he says he must answer. But if you want it, it's the Shulchan and Moshe. But wake him up. No, he's really a shaita. That's not, he's really a shaita. Fine, that's even your father. What about a regular person? Should you wake him up? Do you have to wait? So if he wants to be woken up, so Sturmbach and Shuvah, and the Chelik Dal, the Chuvah, and Hogus, and Kuf, Samuk Dal, it says, you have to wake him up. Not only you should, but you have to. It says, Alta Rebus, and everyone's a chroy for each other, and the body, you have to wake him up. Lashem Shoma Zalman is a body, Lashem is, I think, should be where you should wake him up. Let's say you have to, because Lashem is in the Harikha Shlomo, in the days, yes. The body really should extend it. The body should, you should wake him up if you want to. The body is ready to. That's again if he wants to. Let's say he does not want to be woken up for whatever reason. Whatever is Matfilah, Matkrishma, is he potter? So again, the Fibah Cheshbin, he's a Shaito. And Shaito is potter mitzvah. So before you will not have to wake him up. That's what Shomer Zalman says in Mekadin. If you do not wake him up, you won't get punished for it. He's Amos. He's not with Amos, the Echrami. If you want to, and about every person should want to, and it's ready to be woken up, provided you should. But ever if you does not want to for whatever reason, the Echrami. We said before, doesn't want to.
What happens?
Something happens? What? We'll get the cases. We'll step by step. The first, if he doesn't want to, that means, fine. Let's clear what is the matter of oneness is. Can he put himself in the matter of oneness? Marshall, most people say 4:30 in the morning. So there's no way you can wake up to a Batsiba, there's no way you can wake up for a Krishma. Does the person have a right to go to sleep late? Oh, for myself, a matter of oneness is a shaita. And now, I'll take a pause for mitzvahs and I don't have to have a Batsiba. So to put yourself in a massive, to put yourself in a massive oneness, so that's in, not the Malkum now, but there's a sugyo, and Ksuba is going on days, Lama Farshan talk about, you'll learn about it in the winter's man. But La Locha is Machlaikis, the Marshal. Let's say it's Erev Sukkis or Erev Hashanah, you have no Lulav, you have no Shafer, the whole town will have a Lulav and Shafer. Is it here right now to get a Lulav and Shafer? No, you wait to come Sukkis. Now Sukkis, oh, I can get one, all the stores are closed, nothing in my city has, I'm an oneness, I'm Potter. Can you put yourself in a massive oneness and be potter? So the Chai Otem declares this case of Shaifa and Lulav, and you write Tzorachian, are you allowed to put yourself in a massive oneness? The Pachad Yitzchok can say that the Quran is in Yud Gimel, says Poshet, then Echam, you're allowed to put yourself in this massive. It's Mutter, Gomer, there's no Issa at all. Moshe and Shuvan are Chai and Chalakai, so in them he says it's also Gomer. So again, we have three shitas. The halacha of Rabbi Chayyim is misopik. Hadis says the body allowed to, and Moshe is body not allowed to. So let's take the halacha. The halacha, you cannot put yourself in matzah voinus. Moshe says clearly, you cannot put yourself in matzah voinus. Therefore, l'chol, you should not be able to go to sleep late and say, "Oh, Moshe came voinus and part of the mitzvahs." Let's say he does not know what he wants. Pashas, anyone here, you should know what he, everyone here wants to get up without thing. Pashas. Anyone here should want to get up. I don't know, I know, if we're dealing with a topic, you gave up on this. Again, anyone here, other places, maybe they don't, if there's a real stack of topic, maybe they give him that, maybe you should not wake him up. Enochanami. But that's only if he did not put himself in his matzah. I mean, he's not a kasheya. He goes one sleep late, l'chur, it's also what he did, go sleep late, and if you end up being an oinus, that the Moshe holds, he now put himself in matzah oinus, and that will be also. I mean, once sleep late, you would have to wake him up, because he's going to be oinus, sir. You have to stop him being oinus, sir. Yeah, but let's say once sleep at a normal time, and he wants to sleep late, and maybe then you'd be able to let him go, not to wake him up. Don't have to wake him up. Sorry? No, Moshe Paskins and Archaim Chalkei Simon Mem that you have to wake him up, and he has a tshuva in Archaim Chalkei Simchon Zayin, the guy from Lakewood, now Chaim Berlin, and says, "Are you allowed to go to sleep late and miss tefillah b'tzibur?" And he writes, "L'shitasa clearly that you're not allowed to. It's also gomer. The chiyuv davening b'tzibur is a chiyuv. He says the mamash is a chiyuv gomer. Even though Shulchan Aruch Tzimtzali says you should davening, you have to try. He said no, you have to try a chiyuv gomer mamash. You have to wake go to tefillah b'tzibur." And the Moshe L'shitasa says you cannot go to sleep late. You have the tshuva first. About Toyos, even clearly about Toyos, no one had the oath of the mitzvah. Nechanami, you have to go to sleep at normal time, and you have to wake up for a minion, and you can't do that. Shiva Shachas? The Mile of Yeshiva? How you have to survive in Kodesh? Fine, that's out of the davening. You put himself in a massive of Shira, so you're in this before you even pass your mask. What about that's how it's going to sleep. What about the person who can put himself in the matziv that won't be a minion? Moshe can go on a teal on a trip and there won't be any minion if mincha happens. And his man and guys goes on trips and there won't be minion for mincha. He said it's a mazav and lichos shema in the tefila parakei, sefdalad. Anyway, the say of Yehudim, the Malkim, the Angel, the Mispalim, a person should not go on a trip when he knows there's not going to be 10 people. Elam came nicely to after Prius and also a mitzvah. Why? This is possibly two of the tzibur. Person should not, it's a real thing to do, to go on a trip if you know you're going to end up missing the tefila of the tzibur. Not allowed to, you shouldn't. Over there, the Zalman Chemi Gover, some of that, he declares, which Pshayim Shom Zalman is the Issa Gomer, or is it no, it's something you should not do. The whole of the field, it's Issa Gomer, before you have a chiv right now to put yourself in the matzah of having a minion. Before you are not allowed to be going on a trip, for Malkum, there will not be a minion. There are, according to the Cholkum hold, let's say you want to say, the Pachadiska holds, you're allowed to put yourself in the matzah of an Inis, are you allowed to or not? Kenzain Laloch, you're allowed to have the Sunnis anyway. And the Gemara in Gemara Niyah, the Pamechah says, Chassidim Rishonim, the Mekah Din, you're allowed to have a child even on Shabbos. Yet Chassidim Rishonim are very mad, they're trying not to have a child on Shabbos. You know, of course, Nefesh, you're allowed to provide a birth on Shabbos. They're very triumphant. Laloch, you give birth on Shabbos, of course, Nefesh, and you're allowed to ask whatever you want. The Chassidim Rishonim are very mad, they're trying not to give birth on Shabbos. And therefore, why? I bet it's Mutu Gomer. Says Mufarshim, the Tzad Lechemi brings down himself, that the etzim is not really to be going in Issa. Even if you're allowed to be going in Issa, and there is no Issa to be going in yourself an Oinus, there's no Issa, ever so is not the right thing to do. So maybe to go daven, to go to a place on a teal on a trip, where there will not be a minion, first according to Moshe Lechol, be an Issa. And according to all the places in the world, there's no Issa, put yourself massive Oinus, so it's something you should not do. What? So the Russia over here, you know there won't be a minion. Not sure, maybe. I don't know.
But we're just talking about Tefillah.
Tefillah B'tzibah. Talking about Tefillah B'tzibah. Dining in Yeshiva. Minion. But Tefillah B'tzibah is even... this man is a Chiv Gomer. Tefillah B'tzibah is Yishlayim. In Russia is a Chiv Gomer also. But that's out davening. Another case is negayah. Let's say a person is learning, he falls asleep on the sefer. So, do you have to wake him up? So, first, if I fall asleep, unless you have the sefer in front of you and you're falling asleep, you're allowed to put your head down on the sefer, fall asleep on it. So the sefer, Kinzei HaKodesh, Perakimu, brings down the sefer Chassidim HaKotan, his nephew, the Rosh, when you show him, he says, you're not going to sleep on the sefer. It's also, not going to sleep on the sefer. Well, he says, it's bizarre because people drill down on it, therefore it's also. But let's say once you fall asleep, do you have to wake up the person who's sleeping on the sefer? So, that's in the two showers. One mitzvah, the person sleeping, he fell asleep on it. Tzad Himlchu, we mentioned till now he's a shaykh, he's part of the mitzvahs. So Himlchu, you will not have to wake up. But you see someone sleeping in a sefer. You see a sefer on the floor, you have to pick it up. So before you see someone sleeping in a sefer, maybe you have to take it away and wake him up. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zonneveld has a shuv about it in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Vav. It says a person falls asleep on a sefer, since Derech Limuda is not Brazilian, it's Mutter. If not, you can sleep with no problem. Also, the Gizei HaKadosh brings down to this in Kerelitz, and from Shmuel Orbach says also the same thing. The person falls asleep. He says, if you can take away the sefer without waking him up, any chami try to do that. So for the sefer. However, let's say the chashash will wake him up. If there's any chashash at all, any chami leave him there, it's not Brazilian, and you can sleep on the sefer. There's no issue at all.
When
did
he
move to the Kerelitz? No, because it's not Derech Limuda, just move it away. You're not going to establish any sefer. When you fall asleep on it, no. Just move it, close it. That's not Derech Limuda. Derech Limuda when you fall. Okay, fall asleep, it's fine. But it's not Derech Limuda if you don't need it. Keep use it as a pillow. You can't pick it up and use it as a pillow. It's not Derech Limuda. Fall asleep on it, then there's a pillow, then smooth it. What is the whole upshad is, what is upshad? It's put on your day, in which they Aleph, the person can put his elbows, the Gemara his elbows on top of the sefer. I people, they learn, they use it, or they put a pen on top of it, or they put their glasses, what's better? So Yosef HaMzobetel, and Shuvan, it's some talk of Lamites, he says, the whole is a Dak Derech Brazilian. If that's how you learn, people learn, you learn on the sefer, that's not Derech Brazilian, it's Derech Limudai. Therefore, it's put down also the sefer, Oris Balacha, that says, put your glasses down upon a sefer, or a pen upon a sefer, I now use the sefer as anything. You're not using it. This is how you learn. This is it's not a Brazilian. This is how you learn. If it's not a Brazilian, you're not using the sefer, because you're not using the sefer, it's Derech Limudai. Which one part?
This.
About a pen and pen and glasses, put down Oris Balacha, from Chaim from Scheinberg. So, but that's not, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and read the Aleph and you're there with the Goyim says that it is, I'll go into Derech Brazilian. And therefore, it's almost time, this time, it's on the problem says, if your elbow is not Derech Brazilian, that's your word. It's a sword, it makes sense. No, come on.
As
Chaim,
as he said, it's
on the
issue
of putting that
on sword.
Okay,
don't Shulchan Aruch. It's in the back,
it's okay. When you say glass, to say glass is fine, just it's not metal. So here's another place that says it's
not
metal.
No,
we shouldn't put it. They have to put glasses in your mouth. You have to put it in the throat. Nice. Oh,
it's
sad.
Put
what?
Put the
elbow
in
the ground. Because there is some, I don't know, again, there's some other part that says clearly says you're allowed to, because that's definitely good. And everyone knows, you see, everyone knows it.
Okay.
And it's to use it as a storage place, no. If it's the way how you always have been using it, yeah. You can't put Shemesh as a storage place, Shemesh is also, you can just come as a storage place.
Are people
citizens? A lab place can say anything I'm not allowed to. What? No, the book model. A lot of people just put the hairs in the dice, so the place can say what they're putting hairs in it, putting it in the city, they have to show, and the Achasidus should say you'll put your hairs in it, because I don't need to say it. But the Ritzvah, they clearly, it's also. They call this Chasidim and say it's also. Fine. Another shout to get Alakha is what about a sukkah? First of all, before by sukkah, there are three different cases you can clear it by a sukkah. First of all, person sleeping in a sukkah, and now we're letting yeshiva, not too much space, can you take a person out of the sukkah when he's sleeping, because he thought the mitzvah that you go sleep in this place or not? He's moving, he's sleeping. In one place, he's part of the mitzvah. His chiv is going to sleep, but once he's sleeping, move it. The second shayla is, let's say someone falls asleep after the sukkah. They fall asleep on this, you really fall asleep, do you have to wake him up? The third shayla is, when a person is sleeping in a sukkah, let's say it's a very narrow sukkah. Let's say it's in the porch in the house, and the bed's very wide. So you can roll over and end up in your place. You end up waking up always in a place where the sukkah is not upon you. So is there a chiv to go to sleep to make sure the sukkah is wide enough, the bed is always in the sukkah, you won't roll out of the sukkah. You separate shadows all the good sleeping. So first, a person, if he's sleeping in the sukkah, and you want to take him out because you need a place to go to sleep, the teacher can do, you have a chiv to go to sleep in the sukkah. So it's brought down in the Lich HaShloim and Tefillah, the Lumas, the new days, and also in the Lich HaShloim and the new ones, the Ma'idim. He says clearly that Lalach Lamaisa, from the Zalman Paskin, this guy's yeshiva, can take him out. Rishas and Chak, you take him out. Why? Very good, it's a shaitan, it's part of the mitzvahs, he's la badas, he's not pirating. This chiv is to go to sleep in the sukkah. But once he's sleeping, take him out. So he said only Rishas and Chak, well, the reason Rishas and Chak only is because maybe he'll wake up. And once he wakes up, he's very tired, he'll fall asleep outside the sukkah. However, the image for that's it, he will not wake up, about he says he will not take him out. And also that's how the Pond of Shirov in this, in the Mayfrak, he passed away also. The Pond of Shirov and Shomazan were both passed, and Lachal Mice can take him out. The Steh Hamid comes down to the Sefer Dvar Eliyo, it says you are not allowed to take a person out who is sleeping in the sukkah. And Dvar Eliyo says why? He says the person who is sleeping is Chayv Mitzvahs. So it's clearly that he's Chayv Mitzvahs. Not like we're saying until now. So it's Bachoikis, but Oide Rav Shembach in the Tshuva and Chavidal, he quotes him from his Zalman, and he argues with him and says, even though Yosh is Potter Mitzvahs, the Chiv and Sukkah Sheva, Taisa to always be in the Sukkah. Even though the Chiv is Mitzvah, you have to leave him as is. What he means, I'm not sure, but he argued with Shlomo Zalman and said, Echam, you have to leave him there. So again, the Rav take a person out of sleep, he's Bachoikis, Shlomo Zalman, and the Pond of Shirov, versus Dvar Eliyo and Stechemin, and Rav Shembach. What about a person who fell asleep outside the Sukkah? Let's say he's sleeping now, do you have to wake him up or not? Then Rav Shtumach himself, he says, Maskin, you do not have to wake him up. Why? Because, his get is Sheva Tais, leave him as is, leave him outside the Sukkah. What is the Chor? Second reason, besides you have to wake him up, besides the Indian that he's a Shaykh and part of Mitzvahs, and you have to move him to a Sukkah, there's a second reason that the Bekur Yaakov, Rav Chaner, and Simitofa Shlam and Tess says, once a person is sleeping, to wake him up is Mitzahim, patient came to do. To wake a person, to move him to Sukkah, a separate tour by Sukkah is Mitzahim. So Echam, you have to wake him up. There are two reasons why a person who fell asleep outside a Sukkah will have to wake him up. One is, he's Mitzahim, patient came to do. A second one is, show you come part of a mitzvah. What about a person to sleep in a Sukkah and maybe he'll roll out? Right now, a Sukkah, is he allowed to or not? So the real distance, a true one, Kudrus Akra and Tim Tarak Zayn, he says he's allowed to go to sleep there. He's allowed to go to sleep. Why? I might say, might roll out. So if he's a part of the mitzvah, he's a shaita, it's very good. His chiv to go to sleep is a mocking that he's before you. However, once he rolls out, he's a shaita, part of the mitzvah, no responsibility. However, chutz mizeh,
I didn't put himself in the mitzvah.
What?
It's not
even
an
issue, you put
himself in the
mitzvah, you may end up. No, there's no issue, the
whole chiv is not there anymore. You can end up sleeping out of the circle, darkness.
It's a soft, it could be not really put yourself in the mountain. He's lying. But anyway, he has a second reason, which anyway won't make a difference.
Not the mountain,
the
name is
the
false
sin in the
place.
The false sin in the Yeah, so Shabbat says, even if there's a chid, the holds that you're allowed to get out and sleep in the sukkah, let's say I go sleep in the sukkah, and I know he's going to move me out. In an hour he's going to move me because he has no place to sleep. That's Shabbat Zalman, he writes himself, he's masking, you cannot do it. There's masking, because I have to go sleep in a place where it's a good place. If I know someone's going to move me, it's also. The only time he can move me when he knows he's not going to move me.
It's a good place. It's China, I'm not going to
move me. That's a soft thing. It's a soft thing. Nice if you know they move over. Some people know they're moving to sleep. They do know, you have to know if you're not going to sleep over there. But the second reason that Rav Luskin says, that once a person goes to the matzah, that's good. Now once he rolls over, the second reason why you have to move him, because it's tight. To wake him up, you don't have to tell you what to do. Therefore, since you do not have to wake him up, even outside, if I didn't know Shaita, therefore he has a right to go to sleep when he's going to sleep. There's no more of a key to go to sleep when you have to wake him up. That's what he says. Since when he rolls over, there's no key to wake him up. He says, he writes, about reason of time, all Teshu can do. Therefore, when he's going to sleep, there's a right to go to sleep there also. All Teshu can do is all one Indian, and therefore there is no issue to go to sleep in the place where he might roll over. Yes, and he also, since he's no key to wake him up, he's doing nothing wrong with him to go to sleep in the first place. That's his swear. Ein Shem. And that's all of Sukkah. But the Shia, let's say you fall asleep in the Shia and the person has to wake you up, or you're allowed to go to Shia and fall asleep, or at any point of going to Shia, if you know you're going to fall asleep, or you go to Shia, and you know 10 seconds when you fall asleep, at any point going to Shia. So, when I tell, especially the day of second halacha, that says in the Shacharot, in the Kuppin, Alas, in Tumum, any Shia in basic Knesset, I think Shia Rai, of Beis Medrash Motor. First of all, Stephen of Beis Knesses. A lot of the Shul people go to are Stephen or Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses. And now Stephen, I feel they're right. So Mishabud Masupik, the Allah Masupik, Rabbi Abbas Medish and Abbas Nesser at the same time. We have Masupik with Allah, you're allowed to sleep there or not. However, the Gayat also was no problem because the end of course. It's all. It's pretty down. They have a Nulum there also. It's not from the street block.
Actually,
what's that?
The
Shuzon.
And if you
get
the
Yashir,
it's not really a
Shuzon. So it's both. They have the Allah and the Subic. The Epsh is the Shah of the Torahian. Chutzpah is anyway in the Chutzpah, more to it, because of course the Malach Mishabur says that Tanai helps in Sai, in Chutzpah, Sai and Ekstrol. The Tanai helps in Chutzpah, Sai and Ekstrol, anything that's not Kalash Roish, and sleeping is not Kalash Roish. Maybe Achila does not help at Tanai, but the Medrash Beit Knezes certainly helps. Chaim Petr Shon, the Grace and Shema Benin, in Parakirot, he says that all of our Beit Knezes are built as a Beit Medrash and built with Tanai, and nobody can sleep in there. So go sleep in Chutzpah is no problem. Or avoid the other head of Tam Chacham is allowed to sleep in a basic class, even by Rai. Skechor, if you're Tam Chacham, everyone here, Tam Chacham, you have a right to sleep outside Rai. What about the inning of Stam sleeping during the share? So the Rai can say, first, first of all, sleep in a basic class, it's kind of legal for Itam or Yishen basic class, so you have to yell at them. In the close game, Oishim, Shishin, and Rishasha, Drosha, both to sleep during the Drosha, so all the very great, the very, or Mesa, all the Mishmoya, the very, person, go to sleep during the share, you have to yell at them, Avera Gura, Tavera, Roy, Miz, Amasir, Ozzy, Mishmer, Tavera. The Sobehate was Eliabo, the Shloh, Tavchaim, Nisha down, Chaslavro. They say that Elech Lami, if you go to Shir and you put your head down on purpose and you're turning your ears away from Tavera, put your ears to Vashem Bozo. You have no way to, Lahakas, put your head down. You should not put your head down to go to sleep. Now, let's say you fall asleep, put your ears to because you're not turning away from Tavera. Is there, do you have to wake up a person? Void is any Indian to go to Shia again if you're not going to fall asleep. So, first, so who to wake up a person, who you won't have to. Again, because he's a Shaita, is Lapa Mitzvah, Lapa Das, who to wake him up, you won't have to. To go to Shia if you know you're not going to listen, you fall asleep right away. So, first, if it's a Shia Kavua, practically, if it's a Shia to go to every day, practically you should go to. Because once you start missing one day and other day, you start missing other days, but it's not really a tzarech, a really necessity. If you make sure you go every day, whether you're tired or not tired, it makes more Roshim and you'd be more of Machai to yourself. That's done practically. What? No, you're not. To go to sleep now, but you're going and you're trying to stay up. As long as you're not Mesa Osnoy. There isn't to be Mesa, or to turn your ears away. This is, unfortunately, you see sometimes the shuls by Joshua, you see guys, they're not even tired. They're just not interested. They just put their head down. They don't even try to go to sleep like that. That's the sign. That's being Mesa Osnoy. Anyway, you want to hear the shir, you're trying to hear the shir. That Beth Mukhul won't be in any essay.
They're accustomed to
go to sleep. Sorry?
They're accustomed to
go
to sleep
in the shir. You should not go to sleep. You should try to listen. Try as hard as you can. If you're not being Mesa Osnoy, you try to get your soda and your coffee and you know, whatever. But you, but not being Mesa Osnoy, don't turn your ears away. Right, the Gemara Brachas, the Avraham Beis, Rashi explains that the Baal Batin would get tzchach going to Shir, even though they would not understand the Shir. Why? The fact they tried, though, they get tzchach just for trying to understand the Shir. You go to Shir just to try to understand it, even though Rashi, the Baal Batin understood not one word, they didn't know anything from the Shir. The fact they went, they tried, that itself is tzchach. The third reason, the Ben Yodah, right, the Erev and the Chassan Beis, that we learn by a child, sometimes, because if you call Bris, other times they learn next to a child. What's the reason to learn next to a child? So he writes that even though a child understands nothing, however, since the Neshama there, the Neshama, it understands and it absorbs things. Therefore he writes to Ben Mishai, who is it when someone's sleeping, and you learn next to him, you go sit down next to him, you learn next to him, sure, he doesn't hear anything physically, there's nothing there, however, the Neshama is there, and the Neshama will be covered, and he hears a Torah, and he gets something out of it. That means even if you go to the Shir, and your mamash will sleep, you might, the Seder Benesh Chayin, the Shom will get something out of it. That's why the Gemara brings down that we should learn by Tanoikim, by children, and he writes, that's why you should learn in your house, but bias, because even though the women are sleeping, they don't understand it, and the Shom gets it something, there is an Indian there. And worst comes to worst, if you go to Shir, and you won't fall asleep, you might listen. No, even the Shom will get it, or you'll get it. Why did you go to hear the Shir?
You better not sing this
Nidish. I'm sorry?
You better not sing this
Nidish. Why? They hear so many things that those no absorb. Maybe one person. But anyway, but some you share that's cool every day. You should never be vata. Some like practically, if you're something vata one day, 2 days, you can vata for not good reasons. Some practically should go anyway. And even if that's time you should go. The chutz means that you the shaman get something.
To get tzchai.
Mistom or not? There's a Nach. The Shlomo Melech had a dream. Rambam learns he had a dream and he got schar for it. What he picked chokhmah over anything else, above the list. Might say, I can get schar if it might say a dream. Can't get schar from dreams, picking the right things. I have to know how Rambam learned. But the Maisa, Pashas in a dream, whatever you pick in a dream, you'll get schar for it. What? If not, he gets. No, Maisa, anyway, Rashi Bracha said he gets schar from the fact that he went, he tried. That's how we do get schar for trying. That's what Rashi says. He goes. So he also, you go to Shia, and you're so tired. It sometimes just happens. You're up all night learning, or whatever.
Every day, you know you don't have a
word. You're trying, yeah. Just go into Shia and just being there. They're trying. He tries every time.
In
Yiddish, you don't have a word. No, I don't know. Right, what about a kohen? Let's say a kohen sleeping, and let's say there's a mace in the room, it's in the same room, the raisa. You have to wake him up or not. And the cheshmi will say you won't have to wake him up because the kohen, there's a shaitis part from mitzvah. So Elvin, Shulchan Aruch, to the forest, and Simon, Shinai, and Beis, you have to wake him up. He has to leave the house right away. Shalit Ayah, the maisa, why? He's lapai das. Should be there. So Shlomo Zalman is his kashin himself. And the answer is that the etzim dafka koyin, when there's a race in the room, since koregel, circle safe, there's tumor coming upon him, and there's an issa tumor coming upon him, so every second is connected to Rotsun Hashem. And if every second something's happening to him and something's going on, it's wrong. What? What that means, he said the chiv then is to go to sleep in the mokum where there's a sukkah. There's no chiv on when he's sleeping. That's the chiyuv. Imagine giving two mods and it sees every second it hits you. That's how I explain the circle. What he means by coin, I'm not sure. They discuss it. The conscious base, he saw Aaron and Kuf Gimel. He has 10 pages to explain what some of that means. What? Yeah, even the cotton, you have to take him out. The cotton, you have to take him out. Yeah, there's two on him, but there's a chiv or not, there's two put upon him. It's a person, no, cotton. You can, that's the rot down, Shimam Gimel, that you can, Isha was a coin that can put it in the place with his mason. What's this? If you're a mason, still, Tumma's hitting him. There's Tumma Matthias. But what about another case, the person, let's say, is lying in his stomach, lying in his back, do you have to wake him up? Why? What's a shayla? Ligmo and Nido, enough, you dial, Ligmo and Brachas, enough, you Gimel. That a person, when he reads Kriya Shema, or when he goes to sleep, the law is you cannot lie on your prakton. That's the Gemara's law on prakton. What's a prakton? So Rashi and Tosafot says you cannot lie on your back, facing up. And the Rambam on the Aruch says you cannot lie on your stomach, facing down. The reason why? Because it's chinus, mecham yourself. It warms you up, causes a kishoy, it's a zera. Therefore it's also. So la loch adi paskin, so both ways. You cannot lie on your back, cannot lie on your stomach by Kriya Shema. What about by sleeping? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the person goes to sleep, you should not lie on his stomach, or not lie on his back, both of them. Why? Because it's going to chimum, it warms you up. So stam and eitzah of how to go to sleep, let's say you're not used to it, just if you, the Gemara says, then you don't have to mamash sleep fully on your side, which first sleep on the right side and then wake up your left side, but you can just tilt a little bit sideways, which if you just cross your feet is very easy. Just cross your feet and you're tilting sideways, and I think it's easier to sleep that way. But what happens, first of all, let's say a person's up. Sorry? Let's say a person is up. Is there a Zilas lying on his back, lying on his front? Let's say, in the most case, when you're sleeping, we're saying Kriya Shema. Stop if you're up, you want to read a book. You want to read a book and you lie on your stomach. So, Berachim Knievsky in Shoen Halachos and Simi Reish Lamates says it's also. He says it's mashman that way in the Gemara, and it begins down from the Chazanish. Rechus Rabbeinu says it that way also in the Chavar Gimel, that you cannot lie on your stomach. I see people doing it, but you not lie on your stomach even when you wake, or lie on your back when you wake to do anything. Why is Chimum not allowed to? However, the Acholkim, the Ozin Dibu and Shuvah and Chavar Gval, he quotes Chaim Knievsky and says he got it wrong. Echnami Avada, you're allowed to lie, the Gemara's case, Dafka sleeping, or Kriya Shema, you are allowed to lie on your back in front when you're up. And his son, the Biru Halacha, and Chelik Aleph, the page Reis Tamach Aleph, he brings Kama Reis to his father, Echnami, you're allowed to, when you're up, you are allowed to lie on your back. So that's been Machlokes HaPoskim. There are different swarms discussed about it, whether you're allowed to, when you're up, if you're allowed to lie on your back in front. So,
Kriya
Shema is in the middle of Gaiva, the Poshim say. But that's the right. That's fine. Chaim Kalevsky says Kriyishma just like is like putting off. That's the right thing tomorrow. And the other thing was, the guy, there's no right to catch him. He's just sleeping and then Kriyishma, nothing more. So nothing is a Polish king, what to do, you have to ask what to do. People make all things right, I think it's still in the halacha. Fine, that's when you're up. What about you sleeping? When you're sleeping, what's the halacha? Do you have to wake up a person or not? So again, chulin cheshmi, it's very simple. You're sleeping, you're shaita, you went to sleep normally, then you turned on his stomach. Do you have to wake him up or not? Who do you say no? So the Dovah, the Zilva, and Shuvan, and the Chalikid Beis, and Simon, and Gimel, and Mdalit, says, you don't have to wake him up. And he's not sure why he's up. Shaita, it's onus. But it might say clearly that you don't have to wake him up. It's fine. However, the Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and Shuvo and Samos Chaim, he writes his words are Pasha, Pshita, you have to wake up a person. Pasha, you have to wake him up. Why? So, to maybe give a Svara, exactly why I'm not sure, maybe say in Svara that I'll leave it as is, no Svara. So, because we have Machlokes, if a person, if he's allowed to be woken up or not, if he's supposed to wake him up or not. Again, Yom Zibu says, not as a Shaito Pashto, so we'll learn this. And this comes on and says, yeah, and the Gishlein. So this again is what's mentioned, Tomei HaSukum, that, again, first about a Chloim, if a person has a dream, if it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's something to say, if you're Machmur, if it's a moment, it can be Mekel. If a person is sleeping, Pashto is allowed by Das HaKnashi. If you're allowed to wake up a person sleeping, I am the kind of mitzvah who rules that the yavet of adonat because he's loved by das. Is in yibum you're not clean for that reason. A minion of itself, a minion. So Chava says you are. Your chodesh says you're not. Why? Because mice is a shaitu, is part from everything. Do you have to wake up first in the kriyishma and tefillah? So if you want to wake him up, Rav Sternbach says you have to wake him up. The erevus Shlomo Zalman says you should wake him up. If he does not want to be woken up, Shlomo Zalman says enichlami he is does not wake him up. He's potter and he's no einish. He's only an einish. I want to be going in Einus, Machlokes, and Moshe is now going himself to be part of a mitzvah, and therefore he writes clearly, you cannot go to plate and then you miss Tefillah of Tzibur. I like to sleep in the Sefer, it's also, however, once you fall asleep in the Sefer, if you know you're going to wake him up, or if Shash can wake him up, you don't have to take away the Sefer from him. Going to share, to fall asleep, again to Elahakas, put your head down, Lechur should be also, but once you, let's say you do fall asleep, you don't have to wake him up, and then you're going to share, if you know you're going to fall asleep, one else you should always go to shiur every day. He knows, every knows. The Meister, or either the Kvur, or the Meister gets half a trying for staying up, and also the Meshom is covered with the Indian of Torah around it. The worst comes to worst, he'll stay up and listen to the shiur. Roy the Kohen, you have to wake him up or not? Shulchan Aruch says clearly you have to wake him up because the Meister Tum is still hitting him. Everyone agrees that. Sleeping in your stomach, first during the day, when you're up, you're laughing in your stomach on your back, it's Machloikis, it's Gerald. And when you're sleeping, you have to wake him up or not, is the machlokes. When a person truly is sleeping, he has a din of a shaito, a lap a mitzvah. However, a vada we see from Kama Sforim, that when a person does sleep, they see Kama Gdelem, they learned in their sleep, where there's a whole tshuva sefer, called Shalom Tshuva Smin HaShemayim, one of the Rishonim, Ben Yaakov, that he is in his sleep to the Shiva Shemayla, Shalos, to get tshuvas back. The person in sleep can reach high madrigas. The tshuva is a fascinating one. Marshall hears about the Bei Tam Tzvon and Rashi's throne. Who's right? The Bei Tam and Rashi. So the tshuva got back was Machlokes and Shemayim between Kosh Baruch Hu and his Beis Din over there. And I think Kosh Baruch Hu is Rashi's sheet, I think.
No, Kosh Baruch
Hu Okay, it's tshuva Beis, I don't remember. But it's interesting. The tshuva is a fascinating. But the mindset of a person who sleeps, there's a tshuva. Maybe in this realm, this realm is nothing, but about the end of sleeping, we spend a lot of our life sleeping, and it's a very, in a sense, a positive thing. And we're machmir for neder, we're machmir for nidus, for isurim. That we reach a level of mamash sleep to mean something.
Yeah,